is a pretty good bloke, they tell me, Source Jacobs from the Adelaide Crows. The former Carlton ruckman went to Adelaide. He returned home to establish himself as a first ruckman in a team that had many. And hasn't that worm turned? Because, of course, now wouldn't Carlton love Sam Jacobs? They don't have him, but we do. Good evening, Sam.
How you going, guys? Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for coming on to the program. We won't talk about your former team because your current team is up and about, but they're going to have to face the exponentially improving, as we see, GWS on the weekend, and it's a good place to start because the game will start with two of the three. We'll put Todd Goldstein in the mix, best ruckman in the comp at the moment, and you go up against that largest of meanest of ruckman, the in-form mummy.
Yeah, well, first of all, they are exciting at the moment, aren't they, the Giants? Certainly, and like you said, they're led by the big mummy, so it's going to be a great challenge for me personally, but also for the team to hopefully slow the Giants down and stop their running game. As you see, some of their midfielders, they're real power athletes, and they've got a pretty exciting forward line as well.
We could go and do the stats, but I think, especially in a ruck-to-ruck contest, only the blokes involved really know how they've gone in the past. What's your form against Shane Mumford?
Yeah, I remember, well, it's funny you're talking about Carlton. Before, when I was at Carlton, he gave me a touch-up in one of my early games. You know, obviously I wasn't probably prepared for that real physical style that he brings. And but I played against him in a final, my last game for Carlton. I felt I got in there. But I think it's been pretty even pickings since then. We always have good battles and, you know, we've probably got contrasting styles.
Sam, is there anything that you do differently in the lead-up to taking on someone like a Shane Mumford compared to when you would take on a Nick Natanui, who's a different type of ruckman? Is there anything you do different in terms of your planning and training during the week that will best prepare you to play on the weekend against a player such as him?
Yeah, there is. You know, obviously, it's nothing that's really going to, you know, improve your game style drastically, but you sort of start, you know, just getting your mind thinking about things. You know, obviously, it's a bit more important this weekend to match him around the contest as, you know, he's a real, you know, bullocking sort of player. Whereas, like you said, Natanui's, you know, a real good jumper in the centre bounce. So, you know, I've done a bit more probably agility work this week with a bit more focus of matching him around the contest.
Yeah, there's been a bit of talk this week about ruckman and marking and things like that. And I think Mummy only averages 3 marks a game. How different is the game now to when you first started, Sam, about ruckman being required to take marks? It doesn't seem so much like it happens that much these days, but certainly I think when you started, ruckman would fall back behind the footy and be really important taking those marks, intercepting opposition kicks.
Yeah, I think the days are obviously gone where, you know, ruckman will take 7 or 8 marks a game. You'll see generally these days that, you know, ruckmen are pretty much down the line almost as insurance for the ball carrier just in case you can't find another target. But with switching being such a big part of today's game and also taking the opposition on to get down the corridor, you don't see, you know, too many one-on-one contests. We call it the bailout of the Crows, where they kick down the boundary line. It just doesn't sort of happen. And, you know, if it's a one-on-one contest with a ruckman, you know, you don't tend to pluck too many. So you definitely have to work harder for your marks around the ground.
Speaking of insurance, Sam, there's a great relationship that you built up over the last season and a bit to be taken up again. Josh Jenkins is back in the side. And mainly a forward, the big fella still can take his turn in the ruck or maybe even for deep throw-ins in the forward pocket be used. Do you enjoy... I think all ruckmen enjoy rucking as much as they can, but you seem to enjoy when Josh plays. Would that be right?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You definitely do. You enjoy spending more time in the ruck, as I have done the last 2 weeks, but I don't think it's sustainable throughout a whole year. So, you know, doing it for a couple of weeks is all right, but, you know, I'm definitely happy to have Josh Jenkins back in the ruck. His follow-up groundwork's probably just as much his strength is as anything, so it's probably good that he brings probably something a bit different than what I do when we're in there just to, you know, I guess keep the opposition guessing.
Sam, looking at your ruck department outside of yourself, do you feel a pressure to maintain your fitness? Because I'll just go through the names. You've got Luke Loudon, one game, who's come to the club this year. Jack Osborne, yet to debut, who's a rookie. And also Harry Deer, who was one of the ruckmen drafted at the start of the year. There's not exactly a great lot of depth behind you. So do you feel a bit of a pressure on yourself to make sure that you're fit and firing each week?
I guess I'll put pressure on myself to perform each week, and I guess that comes just to breaking it down. And I guess I do take that bit of extra care with my body during the week just to make sure I am, you know, at my physical best. But like you said, we do have an inexperienced ruck group behind me, and you know, I guess the good thing with having our own team over here, which I know in Victoria you've had it for a while, but something new over here in the SANFL that we have our own state league team, so they're able to, you know, spend some quality time in the ruck. And Riley O'Brien's another one who we saw in the NAB Cup.
Yep.
He played against the Kangaroos. He's showing good signs. And, you know, it's a great challenge for me and Doc Clark as well, who's my ruck coach, to try and develop these guys.
Be careful, Sauce. I mean, 1 minute ruckmen are top of the world, can't live without them. Next minute, clubs seem to be ready to look for younger, newer versions of. And, of course, it looks now as though some teams are really going with one ruckman and then hobbling together something else. And the Doggies maybe not even one ruckman. Poor old Will Minson, poor old Mark Jamar, Leuenberger. I reckon the tap on the shoulder for the ruckman comes more surprisingly than for other positions. So you guys need a union.
No, you're spot on, actually. Will Minson was all Australian a couple of years ago. He's not getting a look in at the moment, which is interesting, but it's probably a bit like the coaches always say. There's only, 18 jobs in the league, so...
Yeah, that's right.
If there's only one ruckman in each team, there's not too many jobs in Australia, so... you know, I'm under no illusions that, you know, footy can pass you by pretty quickly, but at the same time, I really enjoy the challenge of carrying the Crows ruck department, so hopefully I can do it for a few more years yet.
Now, York Crows, I'm a Saints man. And last week, that was a heck of a game of football in terms of not just you think of Eddie Betts and some of the highlights were brilliant, but I thought the intensity was really up last week, making Adelaide Crows, and this was the promise under Phil Walsh, for me, a tougher unit this year. I think that's where you needed to improve, and there were no backward steps last week, and in fact, at times, you looked physically very imposing. Do you feel as though you're rucking to a more physical midfield and a more physical side?
Yeah, I think so. When Walshy came in this year, really brought the basics back into the game. You know, you hear him talk a lot in the media about grambles and stuff like that. And, you know, he's true to his word, and that's something we've really focused on, and also our tackling. So, you have seen, it's not only St Kilda, but, you know, against the Bulldogs as well, you know, these are teams that, you know, have finished lower down the ladder lately, but they've really improved purely because of their, you know, their attack on the ball. So unless you can do it every week, you'll get found out. And that's what happened to us against the Doggies a few weeks ago. So it's probably a good reality check for us that if we don't bring it every week, you know, we can get found out.
Sam, a couple of those strong-bodied, hard midfielders in Paddy Dangerfield and Rory Sloane have had plenty of talk recently about their contract status and possibly returning home to Victoria. As someone who's returned home yourself, do you have a chat to them and sort of put your point of view or your insight into what it was like coming back to Adelaide and for them if they were looking at moving home, just to give your sort of two cents on it all?
Yeah, I have probably thought about, you know, whether I should, you know, like you said, just have a chat to them about it, but I've tended just to leave it. You know, we've got a great belief in our culture as a club that, you know, we're building something hopefully pretty special here, and you know, all we ask of those guys is to commit to the team and make sure they're playing, you know, to their best ability every week, and let them make those decisions when they're ready. And you know, at the moment, that's all we can do. Danger's playing some good footy. Unfortunately, Sloaney's injured at the moment, but and Dougie as well. So hopefully we can get those boys back, and you know, if we start winning games, it makes it certainly harder to leave.
Sam, one last one before we let you go. We're really appreciative of you joining us. And I know even though we are a Melbourne-based station, first of all, you had so many fans here when you were playing for Carlton and people interested in how you're tracking, but also the Crows have a good following here and are very watchable, so most people tune in every week. Look, between yourself, Tom Lynch and Kyle Chaney, you're only one redhead away from getting a reputation. Geelong became, in the 80s, it became such a running joke that basically when a player came in for his first game at Geelong, you didn't ask what position he played, you asked another redhead. Are there any on the list that we haven't seen? Is there anybody dying or tinting? And I've been given a nod by Brett Anderson. Have they got another one?
There's a couple there, I think.
Yeah, we've got Riley O'Brien who's coming through.
Oh, is it an emergency? You beauty!
Yep, he's one. I can't think off the top of my head if there's anyone. I don't know if there's anyone standing out that you boys know, but
oh, that is
we
great.
Are actually. And just to go one step further, I wear number 24, Cole Cheney wears 25, Tom Lynch wears 27. So poor Richard Douglas reckons there's a bit of a
he's due
a bit of a cult coming to kick him out of the 26 to bring someone else in. So yeah. He certainly feels the pressure.
Yeah, three's interesting. Four's a phenomenon. I am looking forward to. Obviously, he can play a bit of football, Riley. He's an emergency, so he's not far away.
No, he's not. No, it's probably a good thing we're a southern state, so it's not too warm for us either.
Yeah, you just tell Riley not to do a Dermy. We know, you see, Dermy, when he started playing league football, he played two games as a redhead and then he went lemon rinse. So stay nice and faithful like you, Kyle and Tom. And I'll tell you what, aren't those boys doing well as well, given that they came from other league clubs but without the fanfare. So well done, you three. Well done, the whole team. And good luck against the Giants. It should be a great game.
Thanks for having me on, boys. Cheers. And, we'll chat again soon.